Hi there, this is Javed Abdullah and you're listening to the podcast Medical Miracles Season 2.
Yes, today we are back with some interesting facts and questionnaire session with the dentist Dr. Taslima Banu. And as we said in the updates and the posters, yes, you're going to enjoy a crisp and a very informative conversation with our Dr. Taslima Banu, and we are very prestige and honored to welcome you in the show.
Thank you so much, dear. So it's my privilege to be a part of this podcast team. And I would like to answer your all informative questions.
Sure.
So let's move on.
So for the people who are listening to this podcast, the disclaimer is, as this is quarantine, we can't have a proper recording session. So it's done in a call recording session. So for the quality, we are sorry for the inconvenience. Okay. Without any further delays, we'll go for the question. So yeah. So first question. Why do the toothpaste companies, whenever you see the toothpaste ads, why does they actually want to use lime, salt, cloves, whatever veggies they get, they use the toothpaste and they're going to sell it? What's the main reason, doctor?
The main reason is every ingredient has its own property. So if you take a salt, for example, it is in ancient times, they used this salt as an abrasive in order to remove stains or dirt from your teeth. It also has some antiseptic and antibacterial properties, you know. So it helps to treat the cavities. So whereas if you take lemon or lime, it can again remove the stain on the tooth, and it is acidic in nature. So generally, if it is acidic in nature, there are more chances of whitening your teeth. So this is the reason why the toothpaste company adds some, you know, some freshening agent or flavoring agent to the toothpaste.
Okay. So I'm sure this question must have popped up in many people's mind while seeing the advertisement. Okay, now let's go to the second question. Why? What is the reason of getting headache when we are commonly having a toothache? Like whenever we have toothaches, we get a headache. What's the reason?
This is all a simple reason. Like there's a culprit behind this. So you get a headache in the side of the teeth which is affected. It may be due to cavities or it may be due to any cracked teeth, impacted wisdom teeth, any pain. So if we all leave this complications left untreated, you will develop headache. So primarily the toothache, it is related to the single nerve, that is the trigeminal nerve.
Okay.
So that nerve is what supplies all of the face, like your lips, your gums, your teeth. So this is like a referred point. If you get a pain in your teeth, it will directly refer to your head. So this is why it is interlinked. Your tooth and the head is common, interlinked.
Okay. So the answer is actually like there is one common nerve connection to your head, like the face part as well as your teeth. Okay, fine. Thank you so much for the informative answer. Let's go for the third question. Third question is commonly occurred question in among the people who's the aspirant for the MBBS or who's aspirant for any medical field. The question is when there is a course called MBBS, which actually teaches the whole body about the whole body in the duration of 5 or 6 years. But why there is a specific course like called BDS, which actually only teaches about the teeth, and it is the same duration of MBBS, 6 or 5 years. Why? What's the reason for it?
Both are specialists in doctors, like both are considered doctors. According to law, it is 5 years. But it definitely need 5 years to, you know, to appreciate how vast is our oral cavity. I agree that definitely MBBS focus on entire body. But we already with the undergraduate degree, you know, we specialize and be an expertise in the oral cavity. So we require some mastery and technique to be unique in this profession. So definitely if you have some medical problems, it will be directly linked to your oral cavity. As simple as that. So I'm proud to be a part of this aesthetic, you know, functionally focused practice. So making people smile.
Okay.
So that is how the patient is happy to show others.
Yes. Because whenever people see someone's face, they first notice the teeth as there's a fact in your own Instagram page.
Proven.
Fact in your own Instagram page.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go to the fourth question. So what is the actual reason for brushing twice? Because until now, not only when we are a child, till we die, we actually get advices from doctors, the elder people, the people around us, like we should brush twice a day. And what is the effect, a harmful effect caused by the toothpaste, like using the toothpaste?
So this is very basic. So generally for a microbe to develop any soft debris on your teeth, it will take 24 hours. So morning if you brush, it will have the same 24 hours to develop. So in order to disrupt the, you know, formation of those microbes in your teeth, we are taking a second session. So if you skip this session, like, you are liberally encouraging the bacteria to grow your, you know, to grow some plaque or calculus in your teeth, which definitely lead to cavities and even the gum problems. It can even lead to the cardiovascular problem. Oh. So this calculus is what is mainly linked to heart also. So we need to constantly keep checking on our teeth.
So
that is on morning and night by brushing.
So if in case we are not having a proper oral cavity cleanliness or hygiene, it can also lead to a cardiovascular, that is a heart issue, right?
Cardiovascular.
So the podcast listeners who are listening, please keep your mouth, the oral cavity clean, or else you're going to end up with a heart attack, you know? Okay, let's pray you're not getting that. Okay, let's go for the fifth question. It's little illogical, but it's a little crisp question which I got in my mind. When we were kids, we have got bitten by our classmates or the other kids actually. So we used to take to the doctor to get TT vaccines, TT injections. So it's a fact, if a dog bites a human, we need an injection because a different species is biting us. What is the main purpose of us getting vaccine when the same species of us, that is the human, bites a human? Because if a dog bites a dog, we doesn't require a vaccine for another dog. Why actually we need a vaccine if a human bites a human?
I got your question. Okay, see, if we get bitten by dog, no, we take rabies vaccine, yeah, right? Yeah. So if the same human bites, so we are more conscious about our, you know, about a health or about a immunization, which is needed very much nowadays. So unlike other mammals, no, we always gain immunity to prevent us from infection. This is the main reason, which animal or which species bite, we definitely will get an infection because our oral cavity has unknown 300 several species in a mouth. So if it gets inside our any open wound, it will cause an infection. So it is better you take a vaccine within 48 hours to prevent those infection and gain some more good immunity.
Okay, so actually I had that question because if same species bites, what's going to happen, you know? Okay, fine. Thank you.
Very good question.
Thank you for the very brilliant answer. And like the sixth question is not a question, it's an open choice for you. You can spread your any fact about a teeth which a common people won't know.
As simple as fact, I want to enlighten the importance of teeth is, you may all think the bone, which is, you know, the major part of a body, like it is the strongest. You may think it is the strongest organ in your body. Do you agree?
Yes, of course, I agree.
No, not really. See, because the teeth, which is white in color, the shiny part, so that is only the most strongest substance in our body. It contains about the highest percentage of the mineral tissue in our body. So that covers your entire teeth. So that is the most strongest part in our body. That is why we should be more precautious to take care of our oral health. So unfortunately, you can't regrow it artificially also, not even with the special toothpaste. So it's better you take much, much care about your oral health and also take care of your bodily health.
Thank you for allocating some time for our podcast listeners in your very busy schedule. And I hope you're going to have a safe and healthy treatment going for your patients. And hope we get chance to listen to you again in another podcast. So thank you for being part of our podcast. Thank you for being part
of our podcast. It was a fun, you know, answering this kind of a crisp questions. Not many people will have a kind of getting these questions or talking directly. They'll have a pain, they'll come and get a medication. But your kind of asking the question is very good. I like it.
Okay, thank you so much, doctor.
The first thing I have to say is I regret and I'm very sorry for the voice quality, because due to this coronavirus situation, we have to have a non-person to person conversation. Like, we had to have a telephone conversation which was recorded. Moreover, the doctor was a little busy, so I couldn't catch her up. And I hope everyone would have understood and benefited this questionnaire session. And soon we'll meet with a homeopathic doctor where we'll ask her different types of questions like this. So if you have any suggestions or anything, please do follow my Instagram page, medical_miracles_. So this is my Instagram ID, and the doctor who spoke, her Instagram ID is TBS_dentifacts. Okay, so you can also find the page links and the profile in my own Instagram profile. So please do share my podcast as well as follow my Instagram page. Do give proper reviews and stars to my Instagram as well as the podcast platforms, in any platform like Spotify, Google or Apple Podcast, whatever it is. And please do kindly support. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Medical Miracles Season 2.